where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
A Sarnia man has been reported missing after he was reportedly coming home from St. Catharines. 29-year-old Richard Dion was last seen on Monday in that area. He is described as 5'6" with a slim build. A photo of him can be found on Sarnia News Today. Life Seasons in Sarnia has revamped and added new community initiatives thanks to the province. It received a $197,000 grant over 2 years from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. The nonprofit has been able to develop 2 trauma and resilience manuals and start a yearly conference to certify people in being trauma-informed. Executive Director Tina Hunter says initiatives that were started because of the grant will continue.
That was really important to us, that the grant be helpful to start things that would be able to continue.
This is the first grant from the OTF Life Seasons has received. Thousands are expected to flock to Grand Bend this weekend. Lambton Shores Mayor Doug Cook says this weekend marks the start of a very busy season for the popular summertime destination.
We'll probably have a few thousand people show up, I would imagine. That's about average. Tend to be busier in July and August.
Lambton OPP will dispatch 12 members to Grand Bend every weekend, beginning this weekend. Theatre Sarnia is up for several awards at this weekend's Western Ontario Drama League Festival. 4 women have been nominated for the roles they had in the production of Norm Foster's Halfway There. The Festival Awards Gala will be held this evening. There will be some closures for the Victoria Day long weekend. Banks and trust companies will be closed tomorrow and Monday. Most beer and LCBO stores will also be closed. Most retail stores will be open, though, with limited hours. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs has named Craig Berube as its new head coach. He replaces Sheldon Keefe, who was fired last week after the Leafs failed to advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And the Toronto Blue Jays play again this afternoon against Tampa Bay at home. You can catch the game live on CHOK. Today will be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 23, but feeling more like 28. Tonight, clear, partly cloudy overnight with fog patches developing after midnight and a low of 13. And tomorrow, mainly cloudy, fog patches dissipating in the morning with a high of 28, but feeling more like 33. I'm Lindsay Newman.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.